Of a whole with different feelings to evoke, giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seat to soul. Let your heart of hearts take you down the road. Everybody's got a seat to soul.
We are at the International Auto Expo at the Jim Graham Building on the State Fairgrounds. People are beginning to come in now in fairly good numbers to look at all of the new automobiles and trucks and electric vehicles. And they've got a couple of test tracks that they've set up here. The Wake County Automobile Dealers Association, this is the 37th annual event.
And it's free.
It's free. I was reminded
there's
of that.
There's not much free around.
You're right about that.
Wow.
But it's really fun, and we'd like to invite you to come out and say hello to us. We've got a new Weekend Gardener magazine for you to look at. We've also got some goodies that you can pick up and take with you, courtesy of Stevenson Heating and Air Conditioning. And just love to talk to you. Love to see you. Rufus Edmiston, Phil Campbell, and I'm Tom Campbell. Here today, and we've got a couple of people that have been patient enough to hold on to us on the line, so let's take some phone calls. We'll go to Major Dave from up in Virginia. Major?
Good morning.
Hey, Major Dave.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Better than I deserve, I'm sure, but
I hear you.
For the last year, I have been saving cereal boxes, anything like that with thin cardboard. My intent was to put them down on the garden and then put my mulch on top of that in between the rows to help with my weed control. But I have a concern about the ink that might be on that paper when it breaks down, and I wanted to know your thoughts on that and if it was a threat to soil in the garden.
Well, I can tell you, Major Dave, at one time I was a poster boy for the News and Observer about 30 years ago with old newspaper. It depends on the kind of ink they use, and it is all now required by federal regulation to be non-toxic. So I think you're in good stead. Don't have anything to worry about.
And
old newspapers are a great thing.
So you have found a use for the News and Observer.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was many jokes about that, but when
the fish wrapper.
They baled it back then and put it in bales and did it look like a mess, but it disintegrated in the ground. Was a great way to control weeds, and of course it's so small right now.
I'm using for my tomatoes, I'm using the clippings from the yard.
Yeah, great.
The yard clippings is mulch.
How many tomatoes you got out, Major Dave?
I'm sorry?
How many tomatoes do you have out?
I don't have any in the ground yet. I've been waiting on the soil temperature. This is going to be the first week where the lows don't get below 55. So my soil temperature should be around 60, 63 degrees, and I think that's going to be safe enough to put in the ground.
Well, I know a lot of people that do all these heroic things. They have little TP-like things out there, and a tomato's not going to grow any until the soil warms up. I don't care how.
Right.
I've known people that bought tomatoes with already little tomatoes on about the size of a golf ball, and they didn't get riper any quicker than the ones that stuck in the ground with nothing on them. It all depends on the temperature of soil, the soil temperature.
Well, and I've got mine in pots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And I want to say a thank you again to Phil, because the tomatoes that I got from her a couple of weeks ago are growing like gangbusters. I bring them out during the day, but I take them back into the house at night so they don't get too cold. And I've never dealt with the San Marzano before, but I think that's going to be a very prolific producer this year.
They usually are. That is a great tomato. Most of the people that are making any types of salsas and sauces, that's one of the prime tomatoes. San Marzano.
And the one thing I'll say about the business, I came away with tomato plants, but I came away with an education.
There you go. That's what's so great about Campbell Road Nursery. And the people there know what they're talking about and
exactly.
can help you information-wise with what you're doing. And I'll tell you, those tomato plants you've got at Campbell Road, they are as pretty and healthy as any I think I have ever seen. I got eight of them, and they're in the ground, and they're blooming, and they're in my pots.
Right.
I'm excited. They're growing. Everything's cool.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Major Dave and Tom. We try really hard to help people out so they'll know the right way to go.
They were beautiful, healthy plants. Dave, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Well, one quick question, Phil. When it comes to transplanting, I want to let them get maybe 6 inches tall before I do, so I have more plants to put in the ground. How deep should I plant them? 4 inches down, 6 inches?
Your tomato plants? I'd plant the tomato plants so all you've got sticking out of the ground is probably 2 to 3 inches.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yep.
That's
yep.
great.
They'll be a really good strong plant for you.
Yeah. The stalks get healthy. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
We're also fortunate enough to have today Gene is on the phone. And Gene, thank you for being patient for waiting on us. Oh, I'm sorry, he went off? Oh, well, I'm sorry, Gene. I apologize. If you call back again, we will try to get you. Phil Campbell, Rufus Edmiston, and myself, Tom Campbell, here with you from the International Auto Expo. We've got a lot going on today. One of the things I wanted to talk about is who in the world 20 years ago would ever have thought that Wake County and North Carolina would become a ice hockey state.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I know.
And, I mean, it is the talk of everywhere you go. And the Canes are going to be playing again this afternoon at 2. This will be the fourth game with the New York Islanders. They win this. They've won the first round on their way to the Stanley Cup. But it's pretty exciting. I still don't know that I understand all there is to know about hockey.
I don't understand. I just about
offside and icing. Sometimes I get it. Sometimes I don't.
I don't understand hockey myself.
Rufus, I told somebody I went to a fight and a hockey match broke out.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I know one time I was out there when I was in public office. You're going to let me do a puck. Well, I pucked all right on my rear end.
Yeah.
And another time, too, the first time I ever went to one out there at Darton Arena, I was sitting right there next to the wall, and I thought they were going to break through the wall.
Oh, that was when they had the old ice caps.
Yeah, the ice caps.
Yeah.
And that was like the Wild West. And by the way, speaking of sports, does somebody ever remember that football team years ago? I saw a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
That George Shinn started, and it came to Raleigh, and it was called something. It was
Rail Hawks or something. What was it?
Yeah, it was a football team for a little while there.
Yeah, Roddy Jones was invested
right.
in that too, I think. Wasn't
yes.
he? And then we had an ABA team here at one time, the Carolina Cougars. Remember
right.
that? Mm-hmm. And Bones McKinney was the coach.
Oh, great guy.
they played at Darton Arena.
One of the funniest guys in the world, Bones McKinney.
You know, I did the last interview with him before he died.
Oh.
And I've still got the tape of it. And he died about 10 days after I did the interview. But he was telling the story about growing up in Pamlico County on the tobacco farm that his uncle had. And he said it was the hottest, dirtiest work you have ever seen. He said you were up in the morning before the sun came up and you were out there, those fields and those tobacco plants were gummy and wet and sticky. And he said it was horrible work. And about the only thing you could really look forward to was when the sun got straight up in the sky, you'd knock off and go to lunch at his aunt's house. He said, now, she was a country cook like you have never seen before in your life.
Yep.
And he said you'd have collard greens or cabbage and boiled potatoes, and you'd have squash and butter beans and
string
beans.
We'd have field peas.
Field peas.
And homemade biscuits.
Biscuits.
I've been there, done that.
Cakes pies. And he said you would just sit and sweet tea.
We had raw milk.
Oh, well, he said.
Can you believe that?
That was a while back.
Heck yeah.
He says you would just sit there and stuff yourself to the point where you'd go out on the porch and lay down and take a nap a little bit while the sun went down in the sky, got a little cooler. He said one day we'd go out on the porch, and he said this stream of dust came up the road to his uncle's farm. And he said this shiny black automobile and this city slicker got out with a three-piece suit on and came and knocked on the screen door. Now, that's a clue to what era we're talking about here. But he knocked on the screen door, and his aunt came to the door, and he said, "Madam, if my vacuum cleaner won't vacuum this manure off your rug to your satisfaction, I'll eat it." And he flung a bucket of cow manure on her rug, and she was aghast. And she said to him, "Come on in, young man. We ain't got electricity."
Oh, I love it.
When he told that story, you remember the camera guys, the camera operators at WRL.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they hear everything. And they don't, I mean, you know, nothing phases them. I swear to you, the cameras, you could see the cameras shaking up and down after he told. He was hilarious. He was quite curious.
Bones had a delightful daughter, too, named Karen, who used to ride out at McNair's Country Acres with my wife, Linda.
Yeah.
And she was just, I used to tell her how much I enjoyed being with her father.
Linda's not riding much anymore, is
she?
No,
she isn't. She says that's a younger woman's sport to go jumping around on things.
Well, I'll tell you, we are at an age where you get thrown off a horse, it could be pretty bad.
So Linda's just enjoying your garden at the house.
Well, she enjoys me doing the gardening. And
I was going to say, she enjoys watching the garden.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And, of course, Rufus, you ain't much better because you don't do actually that much work.
Well, I got a little bit of help now, but I do. And this week, this season's Weekend Gardener, I have an article in there about helpful hints for older people in the garden. And it boils down to a lot
get
of
help.
Get help and teach a young person to garden and then hire them.
Right.
And use a lot of electric powered machinery.
And after you have trained them, then they leave you and go to a better paying job.
Go to a nursery.
Yeah, a better paying job.
Hey,
good morning.
Good
How are
morning.
Y'all this morning? Again, we're at the International Auto Expo, and Stephanie was going to bring us Paul White and Matt Burkhead to talk to. I'm particularly interested in talking to
Maybe
Paul.
Paul hadn't gotten out of bed yet.
Yeah, she said he'd be here about 10.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll catch him then when he gets here. This is a fantastic. If you've never been to the International Auto Expo, you owe it to yourself to come. If you're at all interested in cars, foreign cars, domestic cars, electric cars, trucks, you name it. The crowd is coming in and it's getting more and more, but it's still plenty of space for you to wander around and look at the various cars. And it's all quite a bit of interesting fun. A lot of the dealers and dealers reps are here, but this is not any high pressure kind of situation that you've got here trying to sell your cars or anything.
Just
want to be able to help answer your questions if you got some.
Yeah, by the way, let's get back to gardening. A lot of people ask, what is a good seed for a very beginner? And I always go back to zinnias.
That is just the most interesting segue, Rufus, I think.
Yeah. I was sitting here thinking from cars to zinnias.
To zinnias. Yeah, there you go.
I was asked by a mother with some kids the other day, and she said, what's the best way to start? I said, well, zinnias or maybe cleome, as they used to call it back home.
Right.
Yeah.
Zinnia, another one.
Marigolds are pretty
Marigolds are pretty easy.
Yeah.
I've got my zinnias in little pots.
Yeah.
The seeds. I've got those Benary Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is it Benary or Benary?
I call it Benary.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, you never know about all those.
Not ready to transfer
flower
yet.
Flower names and company names are something to, I guess everybody just calls them what they want to, and that's fine.
Well, you mentioned
that's like the difference between peony and peony.
Yeah,
that's
peony.
Right.
Back home, it was peony.
And clematis.
Yeah.
Clematis.
Some people call it clematis. I call it clematis.
And by the way, I know you do, Phil, but Tom, have you a climbing hydrangea? I have one up
on a
tree. I'll show you when you get there. It's up maybe 35 or 40 feet. And it's quite a sight to see, isn't it, Phil?
It is.
Climbing it. Now, I don't know whether they have anything other than white or not. But to look up on this huge pecan tree that's over 100 years old and go up 30 feet, and there's some climbing hydrangeas.
Well, I've got the climbing purple clematis on my neighbor, on the fence separating my yard and my neighbor's yard. It has been absolutely beautiful.
Right.
It has just been in full bloom. And it blooms through the summer, doesn't
it? It does, and I've got a white clematis vine that my mom and dad gave us when we moved in the house. And that's been over 50 years ago. I have never cut it back. I have never fertilized it. I have never done anything to it. And it is just beautiful every year. Just gorgeous.
Just playing around in the dirt is just fun.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of fun. And a lot of people are saying, when are you getting ready to go to the old folks' home? And I said, well, I can't do that because I still enjoy my garden.
That's right.
Well, if you do, Linda's mother was in one here in Raleigh, and they had a garden plot. And part of it was where Harris, the man who started the weekend. John Harris started the Weekend Gardener. Was there up on Sawmill Road, what's the name of the old folks' home?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And he was there and gardened on in his later years. So there are ways to, I tell people, if I say get that article, and you can see that there's no end to gardening you can do. And a lot of it, like Tom says, is hire somebody to do it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. There's a lot of it I can do, but there's some of it I begin to understand that I don't have the strength or the endurance to be able to do anymore.
Well, most older people tell me that when they get down their knees.
Oh, man.
They have a hard time getting up.
Bony knees?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, this little instrument I've got has got a little pad down there and then handles on the side.
Yeah,
and
I got one of those.
It's very handy.
Little stool.
And then I mentioned, too, that about using a shovel for somebody older is sometimes awkward. Well, if you want to dig a hole to put some bulbs in, use post hole diggers.
I got one better than that.
You don't have to bend
down. You can buy these little devices that you can put on your battery operated drills.
Oh, absolutely.
And just drill a hole and put it in there. And that's how I plant mine.
Yeah.
That's easy. Well, we're going to have to take a break here. We got news coming up. After the news, we're going to be talking to Monica Wood from the State Farmers Market. So stay with us here on the Weekend Garden. Welcome back to the Weekend Gardener. Tom Campbell, Phil Campbell, Rufus Edmiston here at the International Auto Expo here at the Jim Graham Building at the State Fairgrounds. Good crowd coming in. People from all over looking at cars. I started to say kicking the tires, but I ain't seen anybody kicking any tires.
I haven't seen that happen yet.
Yeah, I don't know where'd that ever come from anyway. I don't know. But people are really going around. They're able to look in the cars. And they've got some exhibitions where you can actually drive the cars. There's an EV driving that you can do. I've never driven an electric car.
Neither have I.
I wonder what that's going to be like.
I haven't either.
Well, anyway, they're
I think Stephanie's headed back this way. Maybe
she? Well, good.
Maybe she'll let us know a couple of things that are going on right now.
Well, it's a.
I hear some people making announcements and things.
Yeah, I don't understand why people making announcements on PA systems in these big open buildings.
Yeah,
and
acoustics
they want to talk forever, and you can't hear a dang word they're saying.
Yeah, acoustics are bad.
There they are.
She's right there, Stephanie.
Stephanie, you got your head down. Have you got problems?
Not today.
Crowd's coming.
Crowd is coming.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Has Paul gotten here yet? Paul White?
Not yet. He's on his way.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I want to talk to him. He's the legend.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie, I mentioned a moment ago that Tom and Phil and I all saw the same thing. There were some older cars. Is there something else going on here at the fairgrounds with
antique cars?
I know it's not in your bailiwick, but I saw a bunch of them out there and heard some good muffler sounds. What is there something else going on?
Wait a minute, a good muffler sound?
That's an oxymoron. I like that one.
Well, guys, yeah, we're right in the middle of our Cars and Coffee Mooresville mini meet, so we got some really awesome cars out there. We have Carolina Exotic Cars and Cars and Coffee Mooresville have booths set up inside with some classic cars and some muscle cars. And then outside, we have a variety of different types of cars, just like you would see at the Cars and Coffee Mooresville meets.
Oh, okay. So that, yeah, now that makes sense.
And
oh,
then
yeah,
the foreign
that's
cars are in the building behind us, right?
Yes. You've got Mercedes, Audi, VinFast, which is new.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah. There's some real pretty cars over there. Definitely some car candy over in the expo building.
Wow. That Bronco right across from us, not only has it got the halogen lights on, but now it's got flashing yellow lights on.
You need some sunglasses over here.
I don't think those people like us very
much. It's a beautiful car, though.
Yeah, things are picking up. We're super busy, and it's already a start to a very fun Saturday.
Good. Well, it's free. It's a great thing to do. Lots of fun. And in addition to this, there are lots of other things going on here at the farmers at the fairgrounds. So come on out.
Yeah, I'll check it back in with you guys later. Thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Phil's going
to
block the lights.
Good
for yeah. Gosh, that thing is really bright.
Well,
so we were talking about the temperature of the ground, and I guess probably Phil is a better expert at this than I am. But so 55 seems to be about the ideal temperature to begin putting plants in the ground. What is it now?
You know, I am not real sure what it is. It never did cool off nearly as much this winter.
It wasn't a real cold winter.
Right, right. Someone told me the other day, and I cannot remember for the life of me who it was, that they have this little laser thing that, well, you can just point it at the ground, and it'll give
you
the ground temperature. I guess you can order them online, or I'm sure you could probably get them at Burke's or somewhere. You might could get one at Burke's Hardware. I don't know. They're one of the sponsors
here. Has Burke's got everything or not?
Pretty much.
And they know where it all is?
I've got to go by there when I leave here because I'm trying to find some stainless steel chain to hang my man's sign up. I hung it up with regular chain and it rusted, so then we had to get a new sign. So I'm trying
now,
to.
Now, that the man she's talking about is, Tom, is the
you.
Rufus yes. Way.
And so what about a guy in life that gets a hot dog named after him, a drink named after him, but the best of all is a roadway at Phil's.
Into the nursery. So
I guess life just doesn't get any better than that, Rufus.
That's absolutely.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're good to put anything in right now, I think. We've pretty much passed everything. I do remember about the 5th of May one time where the landscapers had put begonias over there at Crossroads on Jones Franklin Road.
Mm-hmm.
They lost every one they had put in.
Yes.
I remember that.
Had a cold snap.
I remember that really well. And I tell you, things like that, after the frost we had at the nursery on Monday, I've also
But it wasn't a hard frost.
It wasn't a hard one.
And it was gone.
But I can tell you what, I didn't sleep much on Sunday night. And I will never uncover my plants again until about the 26th of April. I will never do that again.
Well, for some reason or another, I missed the fact that it was going to get that cold.
Yeah, it was 37 at the house.
Well.
Yeah, it's too close to call. I'm going to tell you that. It scared me to death.
Well, it didn't seem to bother them.
No, it was fine.
There's that primal urge when you're out there on a beautiful day, even though it's before April 15th. Oh, my goodness, it's so beautiful. Get those plants in the ground. And if you can just resist temptation, let them sit in the garage for a while. It's not going to hurt anything.
Well, I did have a couple of squash plants and cucumber plants that got burned.
Really?
I did. They were sitting up on the table.
You had a little frost then.
But that's okay.
I went over and Monday morning, I went over and had a nice talk with them.
Yes.
I told them I still loved them.
I appreciate them.
Yeah, well, yes. Told them I still loved them and to not let this slow them down.
Yep, they're doing well.
Into every life a little frost must fall.
That's it.
That's great.
And you know, we're going to have open house here on May 11th at the nursery. We'll have a food truck. We're going to have slice pie company.
Oh, that's always so much fun.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have lots of good things going on. And slice pie company is actually at the nursery today. So along with some beautiful, beautiful flowers, we've got some good food.
All right, so explain Sliced Pie Company.
Slice, okay. Sliced Pie Company is a young woman that has been making pies for years, literally years. She makes the State Fair apple pie, the winner of the State Fair apple pie. She makes lots of other kinds. Just if you don't know what it is, you just need to come out to the nursery.
All right.
It's going to be good.
So I'll have to work that in between
tons.
The
Maybe
the I can game. Slip in there between periods in the hockey game this afternoon.
But we've got some of the most beautiful flowers and so many varieties of different kinds of flowers this year. And I think it's been one of the easiest seasons to grow except for the Sunday night frost.
Yeah.
So it's been a good year.
There's just something about watching plants grow that just,
so
particularly if they're tomatoes, because
if
you do good, you can eat the results.
Yeah, that's right. And I've got some Tabasco peppers out there for Rufus.
Ooh.
They look good.
Oh, great.
So I've
great.
Got
well,
those.
That will please Judge Harris, Linda's brother,
who makes them. Well, I've got some, and they look great.
A sauce, Tabasco sauce. But we don't tell the Tabasco people that it's a knockoff.
The McElhenneys.
we don't tell them, but we mix a little habanero peppers with it.
We've got that too.
And they even have a pepper now, Tom, that they say is more vicious than the Carolina Reaper. And which one is that, Phil? I don't know how you can have anything in
my digestive system just can't handle that.
Well, the Carolina Reaper will burn your hand by just picking some of the fruit.
It will.
Now, what's the pepper, Phil, that they use to make the chili relleno?
I don't know about that.
To make the chili with the what?
Chili's relleno, the Mexican dish that has hamburger. You know, you cut them, you slice them vertically.
Is it the poblano?
Poblano, maybe that's it.
I think that's probably it. That's what Goya cooks with poblanos a lot. So, and they're good.
Yeah. Well, I wonder where our friend Joe the Bouncer is today. He told me that he's got daphnes that are living, doing so well. Joe, you need to let us know how your daphnes are doing.
Like your winter daphne you gave me?
Absolutely.
Oh, you ought to see those things. Those bushes have just gotten so big and bushy.
Yeah. Well, the whole deal about daphne is that most people have disasters with them. And you've done beautifully.
Well, you have to ignore them.
Absolutely.
Leave them alone.
Just leave, you don't
just
pay attention.
If you get one to live, leave it alone.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, I am trying an experiment. I have three living. I took pots of dirt, bent over a limb, put a brick over it, and we're going to see if we can root some that way.
Huh.
Now that's
that would be interesting.
Of course, a lot of times.
Because you just brought to me in a little Dixie cup, had some stems in a cup.
Yeah. That's the only time I was very successful, by the way, in rerouting Daphne. It's hard to do there.
Yeah.
And I think you said, Phil, it's even hard for somebody like
this.
It's
hard for Phil.
Oh, it's very difficult for we've got a guy that does a lot of our plants, and it's very difficult. You can start it out and it'll root, but if you move it or put it into a larger container, that's when you lose it.
Well, okay, so give me some advice on this. I've got the most beautiful red Japanese maple down at my place at the river.
Okay.
And in fact, you were down there.
Yeah.
You probably saw it. I mean, it is gorgeous. Big leaves. I don't know whether it's a blood good or what the variety is, but it's just gorgeous. Well, this spring when it started budding, I cut off the buds and took the little wings off of them, and am going to try to see if I can't plant some of those seeds.
Try it.
What? How would you do it? I mean,
what you do is you stick the seed, let them dry.
All right.
Okay.
Now I read you need to put them in water and let them soak for 30 days.
You can, but what you need to do when you start to plant them is stick the seed in and let that little wing stay out.
Oh, well, I took those all off.
Yeah, well,
I just got the little.
That's what I do.
Little pot.
I stick the seed in and let the wing stay out.
Okay.
Try that too.
All right.
Are y'all talking about starting from seed rather than?
Yes. You can do that.
A plant stem?
But they got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
You're not going
to. I've done it from plant stems before.
Right.
But.
So here's the new news on the hottest pepper. The Pepper X dethroned the Carolina Reaper. These are all from that pucker butt, Ed Curry. And it dethroned it in October of 23.
Pucker butt?
Mm-hmm. And that's the name of the seed company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it now holds the Guinness World Records. It clocked at 2.7 million Scoville heat units.
Now, what in the world will you do that except drive a diesel truck?
Put you away. Put you away. I mean,
you just have to call Brown Winford to start off with.
Yeah.
Just to be done with it.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break before we have to go to the 10 o'clock news. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Weekend Gardener. If you want to be on the show today, 860-9783 is the number for you to call. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to the Weekend Gardener. And we've got a real treat right now. We've got a legend in the automotive business, Paul White, Universal Chevrolet. Paul, how long have you been in the car business?
Oh, about 60 years.
60 years.
60 years.
Good.
I was Wendell, Universal Chevrolet.
Yeah.
I finished 50 years as dealer last year, and now I have semi-retired. My son is the new dealer one year ago, Vince White.
Do you ever retire?
No, sir. I've got businesses besides that, and
see,
they keep me locked up in the back.
We were talking earlier about the fact you remember the days, and it's about 50 years ago when the dealerships would paper over their windows in their dealerships when the new models were getting ready to be introduced, and it was a big deal.
You would hide your vehicles as they came in.
Yeah.
My daddy used to carry them home and put covers over them.
Yeah.
And you had one time a year you had your opening, and that was in September, and that's all year.
Everybody did.
And you would cook, and you'd have ham and biscuits.
Right.
And it was a big day back then to do things.
They're not. You go back and you think about it. It wasn't so bad a time doing that.
It
now
was
you
a,
don't
it
even
was
know
a great
when they
time.
Change models because they all look enough alike.
And I miss that, but I'm from the East, and the last place the city grows is East.
Yes.
We got Wendell, Knightdale, and Zeppelin. We're in Wendell, Universal Chevrolet. And to tell you what's happened since before the COVID, which was the last time I was with y'all, we have gone, we were 6,000 population. We're now 16,000 population.
My goodness. And listen, they just opened up that new Wake Tech facility over there. And it's incredible.
I sold them the land.
Did you
yes,
really?
Yes, sir. So, well, me and a group, but I put it together. And we had the grand opening Thursday night.
Yes,
so,
I know.
And it is so futuristic. I mean, it's like we talk about the vehicles are futuristic. Wake Tech is, they are in with East, it's the State
East Carolina.
College, East Carolina, and Elizabeth.
Elizabeth City State, yeah.
They even going to have drones out there, technology. It's 104 acres. And they're just starting to build it. It's just out of this world.
You've watched enough change in the automotive business. What do you think is the best change that you have, and it has transpired during your time, and the worst?
Well, the best thing is that dealers are still here, and people still like to talk to us.
Of course.
You know, it's modern. We've got computers and phones and all this technology.
Yeah, yeah.
But people deal with people, and we're seeing a steady growth. I told you about the population. We talked about Wake Tech. We also, Wendell Falls has been there now 15 years, and they just bought, there's going to be a second Wendell Falls.
But you're so right.
It's out of this world.
It's a people business. Phil was talking about when Stephanie was telling us that you might be here and we might have an opportunity. Phil said, I buy all my cars from him.
Yeah.
You buy it from someone, from people.
I do. And I can call. Listen, I can call and talk to Bob. Okay? He's
Bob Jordan.
Yeah, Bob Jordan. He's my sales rep. Okay? I have a sales rep. And he will answer his phone, and he will call me back immediately.
We do not have a computer at our place. We have a live person with earphones.
That's another reason to go to Universal.
When you call, you will
That's
get connected.
Exactly right.
You won't get passed down, and then 10 minutes later they say, "Call me back.
Hold.
I'm out." Not at Universal Chevrolet.
I mean, it is just it's remarkable. It's the only place that I'll ever buy a car.
Thank you.
Well, the family-owned car dealerships, and I realize that there are a lot of conglomerate dealers and so forth like that that own multiple lines and stores, but there was just something about being able to buy. I grew up in Greenville, and the Browns down there at Brownwood.
Know them very well.
Bill and Bob and his daddy, W.W. Brown, Billy. It's just something about knowing who you're buying something from and that they're going to stand behind it and you can go talk to them.
Our family's been there since the same place now. And hadn't even moved. We just expanded downtown. We're downtown.
Yeah, I know.
But we've been there since 1932, same family.
Wow.
And we've just
–
Wow. We're growing. We're not just a Chevy dealer. We're an electric dealer.
Right.
We're a Corvette dealer, and we're a medium truck dealer. In life, you don't have a level playing field. If you're level, you're going down. You got to be going up all the time. Things change.
But,
you got to be on board.
See, that goes to what you were talking about. Going up means computerization, automated phone systems, yada yada yada.
No,
as long as
you don't leave the people out of it.
I was getting ready to say that's not what brings me back. That's not what I want to deal with.
We just in trying to have the top service department. We just expanded with new executive manager, but I just brought in 2 months ago a fixed ops manager. It's probably the best in Wake County. He was at my competitor, and they sold out. So come to see him. His name's Lewis, and people love him. He gets things fixed.
Now, your son has taken over.
He's been the devil since last April. Finished 50
people don't
years,
understand what that means.
We're a franchise.
You could have family in your business, but there is a difference between having a son in your business and having the son recognized as the dealer.
Yeah.
When General Motors says you are the dealer.
We're a franchise, and I was dealer 50 years after my father turned it over to me. And so we celebrated 50 years, and it was time for my son to take over. He's been there for 25 years.
Well, I will tell you, and I'm not trying to blow smoke up your dress, but you're a legend. In the car business. And there are a number of other ones, but you are. And I think it's refreshing to know that people aren't hopping around, going from here to there, job-wise or profession-wise. You found what you loved and you stuck with it.
We're steady. We're going to be here. We're kind of like that character at the other end of that just sat down. We've been around a while.
Would you be talking about the Attorney General?
That's
yeah.
Paul?
Oh, yeah. I love to give him a hard time if y'all hadn't figured it out.
He gives me a hard time.
I've known him a long time.
But I agree with you, Tom. Paul's one of those standbys. He's like a good, solid, tall oak tree. He just hangs in there. And in fact, he has lost some weight and looks younger. I like that, Paul.
I'm working. I've got to get where I can walk again. I had a knee replacement.
Yeah.
I'm walking with a walker. But
Paul, thank you for coming by and talking to us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
An honor to have you.